Oh, that was a little loud. I just blasted everyone's earbudly drums. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm absolutely fabulous.
That's good. I'm good. I'm better. Emma was sick, everybody, but she's a little bit better now.
So I'm back in action.
That's good. She's back in action.
Thank you.
Anyway, welcome back to season two, as we said, of the Idea
season
Pod.
Episode 2.
Which is all about, you know, creative ideas to get your mind stirring. Brought to you by your friends here at Bandwidth Marketing. Ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
Promo. But anyway, this is about marketing. It's about brainstorming. It's about creativity. You can listen to this in your bathtub.
You could.
Right?
Yes.
Because I wouldn't recommend it in the shower. A lot of people do thinking in the shower.
A lot of people think in the shower. This is true.
They do. Anyway, I'm Rob, and we're here, as we said, with our trusty and less sick intern, Emma.
Bonjour.
Mm-hmm. Bonjour. Bonsoir. Bonjour. Depending on where you're listening to. We have a lot of listeners in France.
Konnichiwa.
So it's soir there.
We're kind of a big deal.
We're a huge deal.
Yeah.
We're global. We are. At least a couple blocks away. Emma, what are we talking about today?
So, okay, I was thinking about Pedialyte recently.
Were you?
I was.
What caused that?
It's a little weird. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get into
okay,
the details, but
not,
I was thinking about it. We'll just say
detail.
That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about how it dawned on me how originally when I was growing up as a kid, I would see Pedialyte commercials as a beverage for sick kids to rehydrate after the flu when you've
been mom.
Puking and you have maybe a diarrhea and you're just flushed of all your fluids. Pedialyte was a really great tool to rehydrate.
Sure.
But now, as I am now more of an adult, weird, I'm 21, I've seen it marketed more as, which has been really recently, as a hangover cure. So it's sort of this dichotomy of two opposite markets, originally for moms and kids, you know, marketed towards the parents to buy for their kids. Mm-hmm. And now it's for people who may have gone a little too hard the night before and need to rehydrate. So I was thinking today we could talk about how they managed to rebrand themselves for two opposite markets. Mm-hmm. And then maybe if we have any time, think about how we could rebrand a product that could have possible uses for multiple markets.
I like it.
Yes.
So obviously, I don't know what Pedialyte. I mean, I was an alcoholic child, so that's probably.
Yeah.
So
the thing about this Pedialyte was it was done by Pedialyte's in-house marketing team. This is from what I've learned.
Interesting.
After they realized that they noticed adult usage increased by 57% in 2012. So they kind of saw that and they were like.
Maybe it made the rounds virally or something like that. Yeah.
Well,
like,
there has been a lot of social media interaction, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Off-label.
A couple celebrities have shown their support for it. I think Miley Cyrus, Pharrell Williams, and the guy from The Voice. I can't remember his
in
name
in terms
right now.
Of like drinking it when you're hungover?
They've posted pictures of it. They've been like, what a great friend this beverage is.
Okay.
So cool. Then Pedialyte crafted the See the Light campaign. Light spelled L-Y-T.
Well, of course. That's
of course.
A given. Sure.
Of course.
So now the dangers of doing that, if we can jump ahead, is obviously you got to make sure that you're not, that what you do doesn't sort of isn't off-putting to those people, like where a mom was giving it to her kid and all of a sudden she sees an ad. So you have to think very much about your media. You have to think potentially about what's the advantage between Pedialyte, the name, and maybe having a different, you know, it's the same damn product, but you've got a different, you know, it's just called Light or something, or you take the peed out of it.
Abbott Labs has said that they don't want to change their name at all. They said they want to keep it the same, but they have gone a couple steps towards creating different products for adults. So they keep the
rum flavored.
Well, they keep the concept and the chemical product the same, but they've created more adult friendly quote flavors.
Okay.
Strawberry lemonade and orange, which sound like kids flavors to me, but apparently they're not as sweet as the kids beverages.
And then the legal doesn't come down on
them. Right. And they've also created new portable powder packets.
So, you know. That's the portable powder. Not only is that a great alliteration.
Portable powder packets.
Mm-hmm.
Say that 3 times fast.
Yeah.
Portable powder packets.
I can't.
Portable powder
packets. I'll trip because I already need Pedialyte. Anyway, so those are things that you kind of watch out for. Is like, do you tweak product formulation potentially to make it more relevant? Do you make sure that your brand isn't, you know, sort of denigrated by different alternate usages, etc.? But it's a really cool thing when you can find you know, a different market, a completely different market. And as long as too, at times, as long as you split up your messaging such that maybe those people aren't necessarily seeing it, there's not a whole ton of crossover. Because moms are never hungover, as we always know.
Ever.
No, ever.
Moms don't drink.
Ever, ever.
Moms drink?
Moms don't drink. No.
Okay, that's
they
what read, I thought.
They go to book club. They which, do, but I don't think drinking knit. Happens
no,
at book club.
Never.
Ever. Not that I know.
Because moms don't drink.
Because moms don't drink. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway.
But the other thing I've also noticed is instead of just making it a hangover cure, they've also started doing some marketing for like outdoorsy people. Mm. As in, if you're going on a hike, take Pedialyte
rehydrate.
With you, stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Which
okay.
is also more
that'd
of a marketing tool towards adults.
Yeah, that'd be safer.
So I feel like they're just sort of expanding into all of the sort of adult markets that they can get to.
Smart. Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. Kind of in a Gatorade-y kind of way.
Right? They're coming for Gatorade because Gatorade's only ever done athletes.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. Not hungover athletes.
Not hungover athletes, which athletes don't drink either.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So then should we brainstorm different? Should we expand? And
I think we should.
Okay.
So I was thinking we could do a product that is well-known
for kids.
For having a lot of different uses, but has traditionally been marketed as a product for kids.
Okay, got it.
So one thing I came up with was baby powder.
Ooh.
Baby powder has always been marketed to parents for babies.
Mm-hmm.
Throw
sure.
in the diaper.
Sure.
No chafing.
Right.
But adults use it also
they
all
do.
The time as well.
To stay cool.
Stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
Prevent chafing for, you know.
Right.
Areas.
Maybe there's a, or certainly there's an athlete.
Athlete.
There's a potentially athlete-related thing.
To... I've known that some women use it for like as a dry shampoo sort of substitute. Put it in their hair and it absorbs some of the grease that's in your hair. It's also used to keep things fresh and improve smells.
It's kind of cool. You could do a whole sort of a, not to jump right to sort of a quote unquote campaign, but it might be cool. Where
I'm saying leapfrog there.
Well, you can kind of do a little thing where it's like, you know, it's blank powder. Right, so it's like baby powder, hair powder, sport powder, blah blah blah. So that's the one word that changes.
Yeah.
So it's always powder, and it's always the same powder, but you can cycle through all these different words to make
like
it what
that.
It is. That'd be kind of cool.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty cool. Well, then the other product that I was thinking we could do a test for is Eggo waffles. Traditionally marketed as a product for
Lego
kids.
Lego my Eggo, sure.
Fast, easy, feed it to your kids in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But since they are fast. And delicious.
On the go.
You could easily do it
commuter.
For adults. Commuters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're living in a flat with your seven roommates and you all work in the morning,
the
Lego My Ego thing still stands because you're fighting for your egos, but they're good in the morning, things like that. Or as more of like a there's something for everybody, quote, could be the tagline with a father sitting down with his daughter at the breakfast table and they both are eating waffles because it's not just for kids, it's for the family.
Some of
too.
That might be, I wonder whether that's even more like a channel play, right? Like you think about the fact that Ego waffles could be this thing that's at train stations and right? it's like in vending machines.
If you got like a pop-up stand or something
right,
like that,
right,
you know?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Or you package it in such a way, like sort of like individually wrapped things. It's like the Ego commuter packs.
Well, I think you could even get even fancier and do like waffles. When I was a kid on the
French
go.
French waffle?
My mom would do.
Belgian waffle?
Like those little.
Lego.
Lego.
Mm-hmm.
Lego ma affaires. Mm-hmm. But my mom used to take breakfast sausages, throw them in a pan, take two waffles and put the sausages between the waffles.
Ooh.
And I would make a breakfast sandwich.
Sure. Yeah.
So you could do that too. You could get like real fancy with it, which could even make it more targetable. Are marketable for adults.
Nice. I like that. So it's almost like the it could almost be about Ego as being the ultimate vehicle, almost like the tortilla, if
right?
you will.
But for breakfast
of
foods.
Breakfast. Mm-hmm.
So
throw a little jelly in there.
Outdoor.
Some peanut butter in there. It's like what does it like Ego is like beyond just thinking syrup and butter.
Yeah. But I know Ego has, you know, other products too. They have the French toast sticks and I think they'd have the little microwavable pancakes too.
Yeah.
But even then.
But keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Yeah.
I like it. That's
so
cool.
Marketing for different kinds of target audiences.
Yes. So keep in mind, people, for those of you out there, we'll hashtag you. Your free things, Kellogg's and
if you guys
Ross
hire us
Labs and Abbott. But, you know, obviously, as all of you good marketers at various brands know, you know, making sure that you're not upsetting, you're not cannibalizing sales or upsetting, you know, your core base, as they say. But at the same time, where you can expand in a smart way, not stretch your brand too thin or do 8 million SKUs that get really, you know, confusing or frankly take up shelf space that all of the harried retailers of today will force you off of their planogram, to use obnoxious industry terms. is Emma sitting staring at me going, what the hell are
I
you
don't
talking
have,
about?
He lost me
yeah.
at
you
cannibalism.
You had me at Planogram. cannibalism. There's a different market, you know? It's
how can we make cannibalism popular and positive?
It's not just for breakfast anymore.
It's not just for cavemen anymore.
Stop biting your nails when you can bite the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Well, that's all. Probably we should
that's
probably stop because I'm getting tired
yeah.
and my filter. I was warned that my filter was off. But thanks so much for tuning in, everybody, to season 2 of Idea
Season
Pod.
Two. Follow us, Bandwidth Marketing, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All your favorite channels.
And
CBS coming this fall.
And CBS. We're gonna get a deal with Fox pretty soon.
Yeah.
But that's all there is.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.